back, you know, away from the house?
Wood shed, tool shed.
Okay.
Most people had tool sheds at that day and time. Now we have pump houses.
Did they have indoor plumbing then, when you were young?
No.
What did they call the little building?
Outhouses.
Yeah. Were there ever any joking names for them? I mean, ever any, if you were just joking around about them, other than just saying the outhouse?
No. As far as I know, that's all.
Like maybe a privy or something like that?
Oh, well, yeah.
Or Johnny or?
Yeah, and privy. Honey, this isn't any good. Yeah, they'd call them privy. Outhouses. You ride the pump train, they'll show you one. Or the one of the trains, they show you one down there at down in the old part of town.
Hmm. Were there ever any people that kept animals here when you were young? For transportation or anything?
Oh yeah, they had horses and had cows. They had horses. We had two dairy farms there for years.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, we used to have a slaughterhouse out here that the kid killed cattle. They must have brought them over on boats. It wasn't during my time, but I know where the house was.
Did they have to bring in the feed, or did they have a place to farm to graze?
No, they had to bring in the feed. Most everything was brought in by boats.
Okay, now, again, I want to emphasize, there's a lot of these questions that are farm-oriented, and I'm going to try to ask you a few of them that about animals and things. If you don't know, just say you don't know, and that'll be that. Do you know what they call the big building that's behind a house where they might store cattle? And you know, it would be a big building behind a farmhouse, and they would keep animals in there at night, and they might keep grain in there. And,
no, I don't know that one.
Like,
you call the name, I might not remember reading about it, but that's about all.
Yeah. Well, what kind of building would you expect to see on a farm?
A barn.
Yeah. And how about a
lean-to.
Pardon?
A lean-to.
Okay. What would they use a lean-to for?
Yeah, for animals or horses or cattle to get up underneath of in case of bad weather. If they didn't have off the trees or if the animals happened to be feeding and they happened to have a big rain squall come up or something, they'd get in out and lean to.
Do you know what they might call a building they'd store, you know, they'd store feed in? Like corn or something? For, you know.
I guess silo.
Okay. And how about, well, do you know what the upper part of a barn might be called where they store the hay and stuff?
I've heard of it, but I don't remember what the name is.
Okay. This is a little strange asking an island island culture farm question. But again, I'll try to get through some of these. Let's see, do you know what they do? You know what they do with well, let's put it this way. Have you ever been in farm areas very much and seen, you ever traveled through it?
No, I've been on the East Coast. Charleston, Norfolk, up through Florida, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Harrisburg.
Travel around
on the East Coast, but I haven't been up in the middle part.
Well, you know, if too much hay is gathered to get into a barn, do you know how it's kept outside?
They stack it up in a cone-shaped thing, but I don't know what it's called.
Okay. And, do you know when they first, do you know any names for small piles of hay that's raked up in a field?
No.
Okay. And do you know what they would call a place where they would keep horses? As opposed to, you know, a barn. You know, if you had carriages and things, you might want to just keep horses.
Should have ordered all of that.
Yeah, I think they must have had horses here.